Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. This is Sidekeeper College Street Talk. When we're on live from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m., we have a few rules on Street Talk. I ask that you all please do not. And I also ask that you all mute your phone so that you won't hear background noises. On tonight, we'll be discussing, we will have an open discussion. I am your host, Ms. Freddy. You can reach us by calling 310-982-4126. 310-982-4126. Okay, on tonight, I have a few people that wanted to talk about different things. Okay, you said you wanted to speak. Okay, go ahead. Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself.
My name is Mario. I'm interested in what people think about violence in a relationship. I feel like a woman puts their hands on a man, they should put their hands on her. But it shouldn't be, you know what I'm saying? People shouldn't put their hands on each other, period. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not good.
Okay, when you say that people are like putting their heads on each other, okay, in a relationship, first of all, what do you consider a relationship? What is a relationship?
It depends on what kind of relationship you're talking about. You talking about a relationship, or you talking about a relationship between a partner, a relationship between a mother, a father, a relationship between a spouse, a relationship between a family.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, but you're saying that people are fighting.
Yeah.
Okay,
people
so.
People are supposed to be in love with each other, they fight each other. You know what I'm saying? They're crazy. You know what I'm saying? If you say you love each other, you know what I'm saying?
I fight
each other.
Well, why do you think people fight?
Because they're crazy.
Okay, how do you handle situations? Okay, tell me a situation where you feel like. Just explain yourself when it comes to situations. Give me a situation to where you're talking about so we can speak on it. Go ahead and talk.
My name is Josh. Say, like, 3 years ago right now. I had a school building in my face. Just because we had gotten hard, I just snapped with it.
Okay, you mean you had a, okay, you, when you say signs, are you talking about the zodiac signs?
Yes.
Okay, so you feel like you use the signs to tell what a person is going to be like. Okay, why do you use the signs to tell what a person is going to be like? Okay, what, talk to me about that. What is your basis? Why do you feel like fine reading a horoscope? Something as simple as reading a horoscope can make you figure out a person.
Can I read about myself? Sometimes it's true, sometimes it's not. But most of the time it is.
Okay. But what if that person is not acting like the sign that they are?
Stress?
Okay, listen. Okay, so you take the sign serious, is what you're saying. Okay, so a person's sign. Okay, what if you meet a person and they're, what is your sign, may I ask?
Aquarius.
You're Aquarius. Okay, so with you being an Aquarius, Okay, well, tell me a little bit about yourself. You're fine. Speak up, fucker.
We don't like violence, but we'll fight with it. Like, more of the water, see red, see blood. The water is red. So, you ready to fight?
Okay.
Hello, Street Talk people.
Hello, how are you?
Hello. Hi, y'all. I mean, what would a sign have to do with anything? Because I'm a Cancer, and I can be the sweetest person in the world, but I can be the meanest person in the world. So what would a sign have to do with anything as to your relationship?
I think he's pretty much saying that he feels like people, he goes by the sign. He's a firm believer that he feels like you are supposed to be what your sign is. And if you're a certain sign,
okay. A sign is a sign. It can be a sign from God. It can be a sign from anything. So what does your zodiac sign have to do with a sign of your life?
You said, what does the zodiac sign have to do with your life in your relationship?
It has nothing, but it gives me a better eyesight. Like, it has to kind of get things done. It's like, especially now, I have a counselor myself. We don't understand the problem is when think of it. Most relationships for arguing. Nowadays, people don't argue for to have a fight.
And you feel like, hey, what sign do you like for your life?
Wait a minute. I'm trying to get somewhere to where I can actually hear this because I'm driving down the street, and I'm on the Street Talk, and I'm trying to figure out what difference does your zodiac sign have to do with the sign of your life, because your life is what you make it, and you can be with any sign in your environment. I mean, you're alone with them, but
he's using that as a metaphor, as if he feels like he goes by the zodiac signs. People live like that. That's the way he chooses to live.
And I can believe that. People do that. If you're in the astrology of the stars or you believe in all that mojo bougie, I can understand that. But what does it have to do with your everyday life or your everyday mentality? Because you don't live by your sign. You live by your personality.
Okay.
And that's your personality. Your personality, yeah, you can be a crazed, deranged lunatic. Your personality is what makes you a person. Your sign don't make you a person.
Yeah, so you can lose the sign is what you say.
Yes, because you can go with a full moon, you can go with a half moon. I mean, you can be, I don't knock the astrology of stars, but what makes you human? What makes
yourself.
A person human?
Your person makes yourself. So with him dealing with signs, that's what's probably holding you back from a relationship. Your face, the sign is something. But everybody, just because you're a Virgo, don't be mean and
but are we astrology of stars? Are we astrology of human nature? Are we just humans? So, I mean, who is to say what can detect us as being human beings? Because our lifestyles are totally different. It doesn't matter whether you're Gemini, Cancer, motherfucking Scorpio or whatever your sign is, but who in the stars of astrology to say that that's what you believe in, or that's something that you just even represent, because we all humans. We all are
that's
human
what,
beings.
That and he's holding on.
We all have different lives.
No, tell.
I was only using it as a metaphor dealing with relationships.
Well, I can understand that. But I'm saying, but who is the judge us?
Nobody.
Who is the judge us? Because we all are humans. At the end of the day, when they all boil down to it, we all are humans. So either we going to do some shit. I'm sorry. I forgot. We can't cuss. We're going to do some things that humans are going to do. Are we either we going to do things that humans want us to do? So, I mean, you have to weigh the pros and the cons. Either you're going to be yourself or either you're going to be what everybody else wants you to be.
That's what we're saying. At this point, he feel like he's a gentleman. He said that okay, he uses signs to judge people according to their relationship. But you can't use that because I'm a Virgo. He's a Aquarius. And I mean, that has nothing to do with life itself. You have to be your own person. You know what I'm saying? Present yourself as who you are.
And that's what I'm saying. Who is the doctor of the astrology of stars? I mean, who is the person that says,
that's what I'm saying. So
we supposed to act like this or we supposed to act like that?
Signs, though. It has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with anything. I believe. What you
say, we all are human beings. We all make mistakes. And we're just natural people. So, I mean, as being an individual, as natural people, the thing of it is that either you're going to be yourself or you're going to be something that you don't want to be. So either you, I mean,
I feel like be yourself
and let people accept you as yourself, that's a lie, and be something that you're not.
It may seem strange, but people really can.
We all have big dreams. We all have the astrology of the stars. But the main thing that comes down to it is that we are all human beings. Nobody's perfect. And we're going to do whatever we're going to do to create us. We can
okay,
let people create us.
We're talking about relationships and handling the relationship with people. Okay, you don't have to worry about the signs. Okay, let's get that out of the way. Okay.
Yes, that was saying the signs. What you got to do with it?
As a relationship,
you're going to be a person as to who you want to be. If a person accepts you for who you are as an individual, as a person, then that may not be the person you need to be with, because everybody is going to be different.
Telling him that he don't have to base his whole life on astrology, because that's shenanigans. He don't have to worry about astrology because it's just what it is. Astrology is just what people use. But you don't have to do that. You can let
but that's what they use to sacrifice themselves to make themselves look good. We are all human beings. We all have flaws. And we all gonna make mistakes. So who are us to judge the next person for something somebody else does? You are put here for one specific reason. And that reason, when you figure it out, then there's no more point for you to be here no more. But as long as you are here, then you need to make your reason be known, what you expect out of yourself and what you expect out of others of you. But yet, you can't, I mean, you just can't just say, okay, hey, I'm going to go rob a bank today, or I'm just going to be a stripper today, or I'm just going to.
Talking about relationships. Hold on. Who's talking about relationships? Okay. Listen. In a relationship, they were talking about people battering each other. Okay. he went into astrology, okay? He feels like lovers hurt each other according to astrology. So that's not how it works. It's a self. People have to learn how to handle themselves, not fight it, us argue, because God is not the author of confusion. He's a God of love and peace and kindness. And he don't want us to fight us and argue or hit each other or abuse each other or none of the stuff that we are doing out here in public. So at this point, I feel like he should just gain self-respect and keep their hands, feet, and other objects to themselves. I'll agree.
Respect is something that is earned. It's not something that's given. So you, as long as you respect yourself and put yourself around positive people that respect you and whatever choice you make in your life and however the choices they make in their life, you respect them as an equal and a whole. Because for at the end of the day, who are we to judge what somebody else does? We're not God. We're not trying to play God. And we don't even have the power to even be God. So, therefore, you be you, you be human. Everybody's human. And then they, we all are humans. They can say we was apes. They can say we was this. They can say we was a whole lot of things. But at the end of the day, everybody's a human being. And everybody make mistakes. Everybody gonna mess up. But it's up to you to learn, take heed in to what you believe in, and make a difference for somebody else, because it's not your life you're living. You're living somebody else's life, but you gonna have to make your life the way you want. Life is happiness, and if you're not happy, can't nobody else be happy? Because if you live in a world of a society to where you're not happy, why do you want to get on a bandwagon of other people that are unhappy? You know what I'm saying? If you're happy, why get on bandwagon with the unhappy people? Because those unhappy people are not sacrificing you. They're not paying your bills. They're not accommodating you. So, therefore, life is what you make it, and life is what you created. Life is something that was given to you. It wasn't something that just blew up out the sky, but it was something that somebody instill something in you, and they let you blow it up. So blow it up. Blow it up. Blow it up.
I totally agree with
blow
you.
Blow it up.
But Tony Fair had a question. Tony Fair, tell them, what's your question?
How do a man respect the life?
How can a what?
How can a man respect a lady is her question.
A man is not going to respect a lady if a lady don't respect herself.
Hold on, hold on. We have some guys on the line that would like to speak. Okay, guys.
I want to respect the lady.
Guys, tell her how a man is supposed to respect a lady.
I agree with what she just said. You know what I'm saying? If you act like a woman, a man's gonna treat you like one. If you act like a rat in the block, then that's what you're gonna get treated like. You know what I'm saying? That's just being real. But you know, I want it's just like vice versa. A woman that, you know what I'm saying, a man don't know a man if he never seen one. So a woman can't be a woman if she ain't never been taught to be one.
Already. So therefore, you can treat a hood rat like a hood rat. That's how she treat herself. Or you can treat a woman like a queen. You can treat a man like a king.
But I do give them this.
Y'all can play chess. Y'all can do chess. Y'all can play back and forth. I'm not a chess player, but I know what a bishop and a knight is, and I know what the hell a queen and a motherfucking disciple is. So therefore,
No cussing on
streets. Hold on. Or you gonna either I mean, you're gonna do something to respect yourself and put yourself in a place to where you're gonna be respectable. Because if other people see you disrespecting yourself, then they're gonna treat you like a disrespectful person. But if you have somebody in your corner that knows that you're not that disrespectful person, and they see somebody disrespecting you, then they're gonna come to your defense because no, you're not gonna disrespect this person because they don't disrespect themselves. And I'm not going to let you treat them like they disrespect yourself. So, like I say, life is given. It ain't something earned. It's something that's given. You was gave life, and life can be taken away from you. So life is something that's given to you just like trust. It's something given to you. And at a drop of a dime or a drop of a hat, it can be taken away. But you have to know the difference between life, pursuit, and happiness. Those are three different aspects.
Say it again.
Life, pursuit, and happiness. Those are three different aspects of life. But life is only what you make it. Life is not given to you. You was gave life. That was something that you earned. When you die, that's something that was taken away from you because you deserve to have it gone away from you if you choose, you know what I'm saying, how you lived your life. But yet, the aspect of all of this is, you can make life easy, you can make life miserable, or you can make life a joyous rebellion or whatever. Everybody can dream. Everybody have a dream, and your dream is what keeps you going because you have to have a future in order to make a dream. If you ain't got a future, you can't have a dream. If you ain't got a dream, where's your future? So how you doing just going with the flow? And that's what's wrong with life now. Everybody just going with the flow.
When a man come in,
have a dream. Have an aspect.
Hold
on just a second, y'all. Hold on just a second. Ponytail want to say something.
Okay, this is when a man come in, they tell you, man, you just me and my dog. I don't have nobody, okay? You gonna respect this person, all right? And then this person comes to you. They tell you, you playing on their phone, they do this and that. They have a lot of stuff going on. And then they make up time, got a wife and stuff.
Okay. You haven't seen this.
Yeah.
So how do you handle
it? One more.
Okay. Try to figure out how you
put yourself in a situation.
Drop the dope.
Why would you want to put yourself in a situation to where a person, a pair of lips can tell you anything? A pair of lips can tell you, shit, I can give you $1 million. A pair of lips can tell you, hell, I can eat the hell out of you. A pair of lips can tell you, shit, I can suck a mean dick. But why would you listen to what a pair of lips say? Because a pair of lips,
no person
at a job, when you go sell your soul, when you go for an interview at a job, this is like a relationship. You interviewing that person same way as you going for a job interview. You go either you gonna sell your soul to the devil, or either you gonna say this ain't for me. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what a relationship is like, a job interview. You know what I'm saying? It don't come with warrants. It don't come with no warranty. You take medication. People give you medication, all these side effects, but you don't read up on your side effects. But a relationship, your life, your health is all in one aspect of life. It all comes with side effects. But you need to know the side effects before you even dip and dab in to even see if that's good for me. You know what I'm saying? Because you can do bad by yourself. You can kill yourself. You can meditate by yourself. And you can rape yourself. And you can do whatever the hell you need to do by yourself. You don't need a wife for all that. You don't need no witnesses to see anything that you did to yourself. But yet, if you choose to put those people in your life, and that's the one thing that people don't understand, because everything that may look good is not always good, and everything that may be good that you thought wasn't good might be something good. But you, as an individual, have to separate the difference of what you want out of life, what this person want out of life. Because if that person don't want what you want, that person ain't on the same page that you are, then that life is not for you. Everybody can have fun. Oh, we can all have fun. We can all sit and have fun, and we can sleep with this person, we can sleep with that person, we can hang out with this person, we hang. But it's what makes you smile every day when you wake up, and what makes you smile every night when you lay down. And then even if the person ain't with you, it's just in your mind to where you smiling in your sleep to where, damn, that was good. If it's just fine, like, damn, that was good. Phone sex can make you smile. Phone sex can make you smile.
Let's get out. Hold on, wait. Hold up. Let's get our thoughts. Hold on. Let's get our thoughts. About one at a time. Talk one at a time. And I want to hear everybody talk. Okay. You're saying that. Go ahead and express your feelings.
I say phone sex can make you smile. Anything that makes you smile, that's a joy in your life, whether it's real.
If I had my mother, I need to think, whatever it is,
anything that makes you smile. If you just watch something on TV and it brings back a memory of something that you don't watch with a friend, a foe, or whatever. Anything that makes you smile for the day, that right there is your joy and your enjoyment, and you roll with it, because you can always sit and frown. If it's just a person in the store to say, damn, why you so look like, I mean, that could be your demeanor, just to have a frown on your face. I mean, but that could be your everyday, that may be your, just your makeup ain't running right or something, and you just looking like, okay, well, damn. You know what I'm saying? But for a person like me that don't wear makeup, I have a sweetheart in my soul, to where if a motherfucker just say two, if just one word, if a motherfucker just say
hello.
And now I would like y'all to understand phone live speakerphone. And at this point, everybody have to understand that we are going to stop the background noise. We're going to listen to each other one time. And I want y'all to know that we're talking about relationships and the things that's going on in the relationship. And nobody needs to cuss. So everybody is free to talk at this moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing. Never let nobody steal your joy. You can be crying on the inside, but keep a smile on your face on the outside. Don't never let nobody steal your joy. Don't never let the power of the people's be to steal whatever endearment that you want to have in your life. Do not let them take it away from you. And that's the one thing I would say, because, hell, I'm 43, and I'd be damned if I let somebody steal mine.
Nikki, there is no cussing on Street Talk. And I appreciate you for expressing your feelings.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cuss on Street Talk, but I would never let nobody steal my joy. I just turned 43 last week. So I would never let nobody steal my joy. And my man locked up in the penitentiary, and my man is where he is. But I still have a joy in my life.
I appreciate you for having that joy and sharing that the things that you shared with us on Street Talk. And I encourage you all to keep on keeping on. And I know that things go on every day in everybody's life and that people have changes. People go through changes and people deal with relationships differently. And people need to learn how to carry themselves as women and men. And nobody needs to put their hands on anyone. Nobody needs to touch anybody improperly. And people feel bad when people do. And we need to learn how to handle ourselves and carry ourselves accordingly. And
yes,
I also,
we send our kids out in this world for education. And we don't want these people out here. Even though if they get touched at home, that's wrong. We ain't sending them out here in this world for them to be touched. We're not sending them out here in this world for anybody to disrespect them, to bully them, or anything. We are all humans, and we are in this world to sacrifice something that makes a lot of sense to where, hey,
we were talking about relationships. So, Nikki, we were talking about relationships and people battering people.
And that's what I'm talking about that, too.
That's what I'm saying. We're talking about people battering people. People are being battered, and nobody is listening. Nobody is helping them. And we're trying to figure out how can they get help for these things.
But the help comes from the kids. Ms. Redding, I don't mean to be off the topic, but you have these kids that are out here in this society to where the adults that when they did it, they thought it was cool, fine, and dandy. But the society of today is our generation of our children. And that's what we need to focus on, our children. Stop focusing on us, our grown.
People are not focusing on our kids anymore. I understand what you're saying.
Our children is out here now getting raped, getting murdered. You know what I'm saying? Our children is our future. That's what we
have children.
Our children.
We have Luke at 3657. Hello, on tonight. We're on Street Talk Live. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, I thank y'all, and I had a wonderful.
You said what? I'm sorry. I apologize. I can't hear you. Hello, 3657. Say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, we're on live. We're talking about relationships, and people are being battered, and nobody is listening. Mario, where are you at? Are you still on? Hey, Mario. Hey, tell us more about saying about people being better. Talk to me. Live on Street Wouldn't be fighting you? Yeah. You're a male. So you're with women that are fighting you? Okay, how do you handle it? Yeah, how do you handle that? Okay, so you feel like women are getting out of hand and women are feeling like they have the freedom to hurt a male. Okay. Like, it's not online. How do y'all feel about these things?
lady, he's a guy who has been in a relationship, and he feels like men are feeling free to hit men nowadays, and he feel like this guy, if he hit her, he will hurt her, so he don't want to hit her, so what should he do?
Call the police on him.
Yeah, you know, just walk away. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna hurt her more. You know what I'm saying? If you walk away from the situation, cause think of it this way: she got a mom and a dad. If she needs somebody to hit upside the head, let her mom and dad do it. I ain't got time, all the energy.
Yeah, but then
you're
trying to leave
the
situation alone.
It's gonna, you know, love is an emotion. It don't supposed to hurt at all. But if somebody want to fight somebody, it go vice versa. You know, you got a lot of people that take you to that level. You the bad guy if you hit her. But if she hit you, it's cool. Oh, I had to knock my baby daddy upside the head.
Look, he said he's 6'5". He said he's 316 pounds. He feel like a lady should not put her hands on him at all. He feel like she should just carry herself accordingly. If they get into an argument or anything, he feels like she shouldn't be putting her hands on him at all. And if he calls the police, they're going to laugh because he's a big guy. And they feel like he should just restrain her or something. How do he get help?
Yeah, you're going to have that. I agree with him on that. You're going to have that. Because you got a lot of police be like, man, you let her do that to you, and you mean tell me you didn't do nothing bad? The police even make fun of you when you get... I had that situation happen. One of my baby mamas and this chick, they used to stay at my house, they got into a fight. The police come, they say, man, you're a pimp, you got two women fighting over you. I'm like, no, they wasn't fighting on me, they were fighting because her mouth was bad, and she just got beat out. You know what I'm saying? She brought this upon herself. I'm not going to be wasting my time. I'm a big guy myself. I'm 6 feet tall, about 240. So I know I ain't got no chance of really just hitting the chick. And I, you know, sometimes I let them win. It wasn't because I was the weaker one. It wasn't because I was the weaker one, because I could scratch for mine.
They able to put their hands on me, though. No,
they shouldn't have to put their hands. They shouldn't do it.
Put their hands on me, though.
Females are not supposed
to
put their hands on me. They supposed to keep their hands feet.
But they do it. And then when I don't, when I mess up, it ends up smacking them or something. Because they don't put their hands on me. I'm in the wrong, right?
You're not in the wrong, but yeah. You can to yourself. You're supposed to know how to govern yourself accordingly. I feel like you should just hug her. If you love her, just hug her.
But I'm here trying to...
I love her. I'm a leaver.
I'm
gone, baby. I ain't got time to be doing all this. I'd rather be somewhere where I can be telling somebody I got to beat up.
Because it ain't going to be up. It's going to come a time.
When they said in the Bible, there's going to come a time when people are going to do these things, okay?
But now,
hold on.
Can I speak?
Yeah, you can speak.
Am I still on the mic to speak?
Yes, you're on the mic.
You're still on the phone, ponytail.
Okay, well, I don't condone a man to whoop no woman. And I don't condone a woman to whoop no man. I mean, I don't condone violence, period. But sometimes, as us women or as us men, we can get out of line. We can get out of control. And we can't, you know what I'm saying? So, but I'm like, it is what it is. And... but the end of the day, if that's what you love, that's who you with, and that motherfucker holding you down, I'm sorry, if that person is holding you down, you don't need to be trying to chastise a person, because we all want respect. We all want to be in charge. Because you men know, if y'all the breadwinner, okay, us women got to do what you say do. But if us women are the breadwinners, y'all don't want to listen to what we say y'all got to do, which is It's our orthodox. We don't give y'all too many orders. We don't give y'all too many orders. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I only ask if you feed the kids.
Some women.
Okay, listen. Listen to what I'm telling y'all. Nobody has orders. People have to, hold on, wait. I'm supposed to give y'all, I'm supposed to tell y'all how to do it. Okay. A man is not supposed to put his hands on a woman, period. Point blank, period. A woman is supposed to know how to stay in place at all times.
She's
not my charge out there. Her hands, man, period. A man is supposed to stand tall. A man is the leader. It's God. Is the lady, help the life, the Bible, the prophecy, what you spoke to, man, nobody is before God, okay?
But nobody's supposed to belittle nobody.
No, hold on, y'all, hold on.
I mean, they're supposed to belittle a woman. A woman is supposed to belittle a man. If we all on the same page and we all here together to see that, hey, you got husband, housewife, you got housewife, husband. So, shit.
First of all, we need to start learning how a relationship is working. A relationship is supposed to be three people, God, a man, and a woman. Okay, three streams. Wife and a husband. I'm not supposed to be just a man and a woman, but a wife and a husband.
And
yourself a good thing, okay? That's the way it's
right.
Nobody is going to find himself more. Men are not looking for wives. Men are looking for. Wait, hold on. Men are looking for a girl. Bent down for him, a girl who he can bend and break her, a man or later to see him. Hold on, wait. It's sad. Hold on. Men are using women nowadays. They're using women to the. They look for places, for things to use. A man is supposed to. And on his 10th toes, he's supposed to be the carrier of a relationship, period, a family, period. It's supposed to be God. Hold on, wait. Y'all done made like a way on the phone. I'm standing up. Hold on. Street talk. Hold on. We have a couple of kids on the phone. Wait. Hold on. We have about 20 minutes on the phone. It's got these. Hold on. Everybody listen? Hello?
Yes.
No, I'm here.
Hello?
I'm here. If people keep it real.
Hold on, wait. Listen. A man
is real. Keep it 100%.
God is supposed to be the leader. He's supposed to pray to God. Everybody's supposed to gain a conscience, first of all. We're supposed to get in the Bible, read the Bible, learn how to live our life. Okay, listen. And nobody will be fighting each other if everybody learns to keep themselves in order. Okay, so all this talk about a woman fighting a man, shenanigans. All this talk about a woman fighting a woman is shenanigans. A man, if a lady get a A man needs to learn to, first of all, carry his family, carry his own load. We have men sleeping with everybody.
That man loves that damn woman. Ain't no way in hell. He should not disrespect her.
She's gone. I ain't listening now, Vicky, because you cussing. I'll put you on listening because you're cussing. I'm going to take you off listening once you stop cussing. Okay, listen. Thank y'all for calling. It's 44. We have about 16 minutes left. God is good, and I want y'all to know that God is very good. And on tonight, we had a discussion, and I appreciate y'all for calling. We want to include everybody on tomorrow. I mean, next Friday, call in 3109. I forgot the number. 310-982-4126. You have men online. We're talking about relationships. Relationships is good. God is love. And Mario, what were you saying? You said men are the head of the house.
Men are supposed to be the head of the house. God is first.
That nigga hit the shit out of me.
And lead by example, put God in front of everything that you do. I don't care if it's smoking, or drink, or whatever, eating, whatever it may be. Whatever you doing, God first.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Carrying on.
Communication is a.
What you say, Peter? I'm listening.
I was saying a lot of times.
I'm listening.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. You said a lot of.
The lack of communication. Yeah, I said a lot of times. You know, you don't want to talk about nothing. When the lady might get mad at him, and then there it go, you know, or he might just try to, like you say, not pay attention, you know, just ignore it so he won't hit something. And then that's when it, you know, all breaks out. But like if it all boils down, you keep your hands to yourself because it's not your child. And, you know, like you say, if you have God in it first, then it will go. Everything will fall in place. But it's a lot of times it may not be like that. Sometimes you have to build your way up to that. At least one party have to be off into, you know, at least trying to do God, you know, to bring that person. You know, if you want to be with that person, you bring your, you know, put that on your mate. You know, keep it on his mind. Or he keep it on her mind that, you know, we got to have God friends if we want this to work out. You know, we want to keep being together and keep your hands to yourself. Cause I say call the police because if not, she call the police on you, then there you go. I always care about them laughing. They can laugh all they want, but then you won't be taking me away.
Nobody should have to call the police in a household with love.
True.
You're saying God is love, first of all.
That's right.
And so nobody wants to call the police for help if you'll get yourself together and learn how to govern yourself accordingly. So God is love, first of all. He's not the author of confusion at all. He, if we all just go by the Bible, live by the Bible, then we can learn how to work things out. People are scared of the Bible nowadays.
But see, everybody not going like that.
I was told by God today that I needed to be tamed. He said that somebody needed to get me and I'm telling y'all what I was told today by God. I was told that I needed to be tamed and that a guy needed to come and argue with me and fight me in order for me to live with a guy. And I told him that guy would never live inside my household and that I have a husband already and that no other man is supposed to be talking to me in that manner. And I get with my friends and I have different discussions and stuff, but I feel like everybody should be handled accordingly. And I found myself this week having to leave some of my friends behind. And you have to let go of some things and learn how to cut people out of your lifestyle and out of your personal business in order to live accordingly. So relationships come with friends, family, kid, and everything. It's all family. And God is love. God is family. He's not. God is love, y'all. And we need to learn to love God in order to live. Learn to govern ourselves accordingly. And we have 10 minutes left. Do anybody have any announcements to make on tonight? Do anybody have any announcements to make on tonight? We have a street talk. We have shows every night on Blog Talk Radio by dialing 310-982-4126. And I appreciate everybody that came on and spoke on Street Talk on tonight. And I appreciate everything that everybody does with each other. And I appreciate all y'all for calling in, all my callers, all my listeners, everything that everybody does. I appreciate it. And I really appreciate everything that you guys do on a basis. I live by that. And I appreciate y'all for coming on live every Friday night and telling me what y'all and sharing y'all with me. I'm on live every Friday night, y'all. And I'm going to do keep talking live. If I get everything accordingly, I'm going to start the Street Talk Live on August the 8th in Oak Cliff. If y'all would come out and celebrate with us on August the 8th at the park, I'll give y'all all the information. And it'll be online. Go on to Facebook at www.facebook.com. I have all the information on. We're going to try to do a live street talk in the Oak Cliff area this summer on August the 8th. Everything goes right. Are y'all going to come?
For sure.
Will some people be attending?
I will be there.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate all y'all being there. Okay. Thank you. Does anybody have any other options that they would like to say on tonight? Okay, I appreciate God bless.
I thought I was.
Okay. And I appreciate all the callers that called in on tonight. Thank you all for calling. We have about 7 minutes left. Do y'all want to talk about anything else? Hello, callers, 3657 Peaches, are you still on? Okay, some of my callers have hung up. But thank y'all for calling Street Talk. We're on live, like I said, we're ready, on Street Talk every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. This conversation was a little heated. A couple of people had to go from the lines. I appreciate y'all for calling and listening. And this is the real life that we're living. I want y'all to know that God is love and that God is good. And if we all just know that, if you just pick up your Bible and try to read a scripture from the Bible every day of your life and use it, don't just read it. You have to actually use what you're reading in order to make something work with your life. And everything can go accordingly. And you can learn how to govern yourself accordingly. You don't have to fight. You don't have to fuss. You don't have to argue. You don't have to do any of those things. those things will come, start to come natural. You'll be living your life accordingly. You gain a conscience. You'll know how to listen. You'll know how to love. You'll learn how to respect each other. You'll learn how to do all these things. And I appreciate y'all for calling. We have 6 minutes left. Caller at 3657, say goodbye on tonight.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. I enjoyed it. And are you going to say a prayer before you go?
You can say a prayer. Do you want to say a prayer before you go? I would love so.
No, I would like you to. I would like you to.
You would like me to say a prayer before we go?
Yes, you are very inspiring, and I love to hear you pray.
Wow. Okay. I guess I can do this. We can do this on tonight.
Okay.
Father God, I come to you with an open heart and a humble mind. I would like to say thanks for everything that you've blessed us with. I would like to say thank you for everything you've done for everybody that's in the whole wide world. I would like to say we are appreciative of everything that you allow us to do here on the earth. I want to say that you are a loving God, forgiving God, and we appreciate everything. We want to say that would you please guide us and lead us this week. We'll come back to you on Friday here again on Street Talk. We all are learning. And I want to encourage everybody to hear my voice to just give God the praise and give God the glory. And I want to say thanks.
Amen. Thank you.
And we'll be on live again next Friday from 8 to 9 o'clock p.m. I don't have any other announcements. Y'all call in and just think of things. On every week, think of things that's going on in your life and just call me. Just call. I appreciate y'all for calling in and talking and just listening or if whatever y'all decide that y'all want to do. I appreciate everything that y'all do. And I want to say just thank y'all. I mean, I thank God for everything in my life. And I thank y'all. I mean, everybody has to know that without God, that none of these things would be possible. And I'm not just like saying like we all have to live here, you know what I'm saying, in the world, you know what I'm saying, on this earth. We all have to live together as brothers and sisters. And, I mean, if everybody can encourage each other to do something positive this week, that would be something great. And if I see y'all in the street, this is Street Talk, I will encourage y'all. I mean, every time I see y'all, I just get excited for seeing my new friends and anybody, my old friends, my new friends, everybody that I come into contact with, I just try to say something positive to them, encourage people, and I encourage y'all to do the same. So I just want to say thank y'all for calling. We have 2 minutes left. Through y'all can reach us again
too.
Calling. Thank you for saying that. And we're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. by dialing 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-3146. And just thank y'all for calling. I appreciate everybody that come on the Street Talk. Thank y'all. Y'all have a great night.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, and I appreciate y'all for calling.
Good night.
Do you have anything that you would like to say?
Me? Oh, no, I just want to say I appreciate you having a Street Talk for you to be able to come. Sometimes you might have stuff to talk about and you don't have nobody that you really want to talk to, then some people could just come on here and vent. You don't have to know who it is or nothing like that. You can just get it out, you know, instead of holding it in, you know, get it out. Come on here and talk. If you don't want to talk to nobody, just come to Street Talk. And I appreciate it a lot. Sometimes I call and hey, it's good for me.
Thank you.
Hi.
This will be.
That pony. That's hey, babe. How you doing? How are
you? She's on live on Street Talk. She was listening, and I we encourage her too as well. That's a teenager, y'all.
That's
if y'all
right.
don't know Woosie,
that's
get
right.
to know her. She's a teenager. We're going to try to do teen talk sometime this year.
Yeah.
And she'll talk live. So y'all call in and talk to her as well.
That's good. And yeah. I have my young.
Yeah. She just listened to us tonight. And she likes when we talk. Thank y'all for calling. Have a great night. God bless. Good night.
God bless y'all. Bye-bye.